I would like to introduce our first speaker, and it's Margie M. from the Novana area. And she will be sharing on hard-won experience.
They funny, ain't they? They real funny. Hi, I'm Margie. I'm an addict.
Hey, Margie.
And first and foremost, I thank God for allowing me this opportunity to be here. I wasn't coming. I had no inkling, no desire. I haven't been to Ocean City in almost 12 years. And I just wasn't coming. Mike P called me. Mike P has never called me. I looked at the phone and he said, you going to the convention? I said, nah, Mike, I ain't going. I ain't been there in 12 years. I'm not going. He said, well, I want you to come and speak. Come and speak. Here I am, a person that came into this fellowship. I didn't want nothing. I wasn't going to have nothing. I wasn't going to be nothing. I didn't like y'all. I didn't like me. I didn't come here for no steps. I ain't come here for no sponsorship because it don't work. And I speak about what? I couldn't find a reason in the world to tell him no. I couldn't, because I know it wasn't Mike that asked me to come down here. I know it was the God that has kept me to come down here. So when I accepted, he took me through a questionnaire, and they asked me a whole lot of questions. And he said, okay, I got to take this back to the committee, and I'll get back with you, and I'll tell you what your topic is when I get back with you. I said, okay. So I guess he, you know, went through the channel and, took it to the committee, and, you know, I guess they accepted. And one of the things it asked me on that, which is very important, he says, what is your definition of a clear message? Do you know how to give a clear message? Do you know how to share with the newcomer no matter what they go through, when they go through it, how they go through it? Do you know how to tell them no matter what, just don't use? I do. I'm coming up on 20 years. Because of a lot of choices that I've made, it hasn't been an easy 20 years. Because of the choices that I've made, because of some of the things that I've done, because of some of the things that I said, because of some of the places that I've been. Y'all told me when I first got here, and I didn't want to hear about them because I didn't believe in those steps and, you know, I didn't believe in a whole lot of that stuff. And y'all said if I never got away from it, I would never have to turn back to it. Of course I didn't understand because I didn't come here to stay stopped. I came here to find an easy, softer way to get high. I came in here with God. I was raised in North Carolina by my grandmother. With God. I came in here with God. The first time in my life that I hated God, I mean, I hated him. I was 6 years old and I hated God. I hated God because I asked him, why didn't you protect me when the same man that baptized me, that taught me about you, molested me? I blame you for that. And I will never pray to you again. Because you said that you would never let anything happen to me. God never left me in charge of nothing. God said he never needs my help to do anything. I know now that everything that I went through, I had to go through it to be who I am now. I didn't understand when I was out there, you know, when I was out there using, I didn't understand or knew how to put a label on when I'm angry, I don't have to use. When I get abused, I don't have to use. The steps have taught me how to identify exactly what I'm feeling and not use. Every time I felt whatever I felt when I was out there, I had to have a drug to change it. But when I came here, y'all said, well, Margie, you never have to use again. Y'all said, Margie, one is too many and a thousand is never enough. If you don't pick it up, you don't need it. But how? That's all I knew. So I'm just not comprehending. So I keep coming and I keep coming and I keep coming and I get a sponsor and I do all these different things and I do all these different things, but the only thing that haven't changed is my behavior. Y'all said if I did what I always did, I'm going to get what I always got. Everything that y'all have told me has come true. My hard-won experiences, each and every one of you in here, because you was my hope when I got here. I looked at you and I listened to you and what you said you got through without using. I said, if you can do it, so can I. I said, if you can go through A, B, C, and D, whatever it may be, so can I. But it took a whole lot of times of going in and out. And I ain't never relapsed because I never surrendered. They said that's the first thing that I have to do. The only thing I had to do perfectly is not use. Somewhere along the line, through working the steps and showing up, somewhere down the line, after hearing all the stories that y'all been through, after saying, God, let your will be done and not mine, and I really meant it because pain is a motivator. Pain will make me change in spite of myself, but sometimes I got to hurt so much. Why I choose to hurt so much? When God said, if you just get out of the way and let me. God said, Margie, I brought you out of the crack house off the street. I brought you out. Why do you not think I'm going to keep you? Why is it so hard? Because you know what? I'm so familiar from the stuff that I came from than where I'm going. I'm so familiar. Even though the pain ain't as great as I continue on, but I'm so familiar from the way that I was raised. Everything that comes behind a smile, what I'm used to, everything that comes behind a smile was right. Every time you smile at me, that means, you know, and it's okay. So I am already confused. If you smile, I'm confused. Because your smile means a whole lot of things. But your smile don't always mean everything that I think it is. Because when they smiled at me, my mama boyfriend, when they smiled at me, that's how it started. But he smiled at me. Nobody never told me that the smile didn't mean A, B, C, or D. I ain't got to say what it is. But the smile, A, B, C, it didn't always mean that. Margie, you got to have a God that you can be able to distinguish between this, that, or the other. And if you don't, pain will make you distinguish between A, B, C, and D. And when everything else is gone and you left, it's going to be just you and God. Find him. Believe him, not mama God, not grandma, but God. This brother said to me, I got a lot of people, positive people. Even though they smile, I got a lot of people that refuse to let me die. God knows when they say get a network and know why you got that person. And believe that. This brother said to me, the moment you forget who brought you here and who keep you here, the moment you forget that, Margie, you are destined to self-destruct. God brought me here. God keeps me here. But God allows me to hear and see each and every one of you to let me know he still works. Because I listen to what you say. I listen to your pain. I listen to your tears. Because no human power, they didn't anointed my head, they didn't gave me some medicine, they didn't did a whole lot of things. When all that oil dries up and that stuff wears off, I'm still left with God. If it was not for the God on my side, I really don't know where I would be. But I keep trying things, and I keep trying things, and I keep trying things. And before I even tried, I already know whether it's right or wrong. And when I choose to do wrong, then I'm stuck. I'm left. I'm left with the pain. It is not easy. It is not easy for me. It is not easy to be put in an unfamiliar situation and not know what the outcome is going to be. It's not easy. But when I am so familiar with where I came from, I sit and say, okay, do I or do I not? And I might do it because it feels good for the moment. And it might be paying off for the moment. But at the end of that moment, if I'd have stayed on the path, I wouldn't get what I always got. I get what I always got when I don't do what I'm supposed to do. I learned the difference between the program and the fellowship. The program keeps me working. The fellowships allow me to have fun. It's okay to have fun as long as you don't stop working. But you got to keep working, Margie. You got to keep working. There's nothing wrong with the program and there's nothing wrong with the fellowship, but sometimes you got to draw the line, Margie. You got to draw the line between this one and that one. And it's okay. The moment I stop working on me, the more pain that I invite in my life. Hard, the word hard in itself, that means work. That means some choices I got to make. Hard. I put myself, when I was playing basketball, point guard, Cecil won't admit to that. Shut up. I'm bad with the ball up ahead, you know. But anyway, look, check this out. When I was playing basketball, we running these plays, and then we keep running plays, and it ain't working like the coach says to work, and we keep going, but I want to win, and I know I can do it, and I keep playing, and, you know, we practice after practice after practice. I'm doing the same thing with Narcotics Anonymous. I keep practicing. Listen to me. I am going to fail. I'm going to come up short somewhere in this recovery process. I'm going to make some bad choices in this recovery process. But I tell you what, as long as I don't use, I can win at whatever I set out to do. Why am I saying that? I'm saying that because just because a person failed, just because a person make a bad choice, leave them alone. Don't judge them and don't say, what are they working on? They trying. As long as they don't use, they trying. And I keep trying, and I keep trying, and I keep praying, and I keep trying. And when I fall short, don't care to assassinate me because I keep trying. And you can't put me up, but I'm going to keep trying. I know what's in, I know what he put in inside of me. Y'all talk about the answers. I'm loving, I'm caring, I'm giving, I'm supportive. I didn't do any of that in the crack house. I took, I stole, I was conniving, I was manipulated, I was all that. But the moment I come in here and do certain things, why do you have to care to assassinate a person that keep trying, man? Just don't give up. Don't give up. No matter what, man, don't give up. No matter what your neighbors say about you, don't fucking give up. Because they didn't bring you here, God did. And God is going to keep you here. No matter what, at the end of the night, you do the 10th step, you do the inventory. Man, I shouldn't did this, but God, I did this, and I did it again. But God, please forgive me. And maybe tomorrow I won't do it. Maybe tomorrow I'll do it a little less. But if you just hang on with me, he tell me, Marge, if you just hang on in there with me. Hang on in there with me, Marge. I'm not going to come when you want me. I'm not going to give it to you how you like it. I'm not. But if you just trust me and hold on and sit still, ball up if you have to, but sit still, I'll be there. He has never left me. And I was up in the crack house in the fetus position. God, please help me. God, just if you get me out of this, and the last time he got me out of that 19 years, I still ain't went back. Because I'm still winning. Not at your pace, but at my pace. My recovery and how I choose to work it is my business. But if I fall, be strong enough to pick me up. matter what his name is. let me say that. But I got a brother in here when I was in detox. I used to get so tired of him, hearing him talk. And he said, if you're whoring, keep whoring. If you're lying, keep lying. If you're stealing, keep stealing. If you're doing this, just keep doing it. Just don't use, because that too will change. He told me, he said, your walk gonna change. Your talk gonna change. The way you dress gonna change, because when you come in contact, seriously come in contact with God, God begins to formulate me how he wants me to be. And this is the kicker. Everybody that I got in my circle, they begin to fall off, because God said, I can't take them where I'm taking you. Your blessing is your blessing and theirs is theirs, and I got to separate you. But God, I want to hold on. And he take my fingers. He said, no, but they can't go. They can't go with you. But God, I chose them. He said, but I didn't. I chose God to be the best thing. He said, but not for me. He said, you don't understand. He said, but unfortunately, I got to hurt you, Margie. I got to hurt you, Margie, to get you where I want you to go so you can let them go. And I'm talking about that man that I've been loving for 15 years. Let him go. God, he's the best thing that happened. He said, no, you forget that I'm the best thing that happened to you. An old wreck like me, an old good-for-nothing, low-down, scheming, lying, manipulative, deceitful, unworthy. There's so many more I could keep on naming, but God said, you just right for me. Thanks for letting me share.